Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 38th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Notice in verse number 28 that is called her mother's house. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. But she did have a dad. Matter of fact, we see Bethuel is her dad. We see him in verse number 24. We see him in verse number 50. But yet it's mentioned the mother's house. And it's Laban, which would be her brother, comes out to, why did not the dad come out to greet him? Most people think, and it's probably so, that he's probably disabled somehow. He probably had either a disease or some kind of disability that he couldn't go out and greet, you know, Eleazar, that Laban kind of wound up taking control of the house, if you will, as the brother would, as the head of the household. And we see him kind of taking lead in this conversation between Laban and Eleazar. But Rebecca had a dad. He was probably disabled somehow. Bible does not say. But she did that. Verse number 24 and verse number 50 mentions him. He was probably disabled in some way. So Laban handled the responsibility of the household quickly. Verse number 34 through 39. Eleazar tells his story and the purpose of his visit to Laban. Verses 50 to 53. The family agrees to give Rebecca to Isaac. And after the servant's testimony, there could be no doubt that God had led the servant to select Rebecca as Isaac's bride. Verse 54 to 57, Laban and his mother said, well, she can go and let her stay at least 10 days, but let her stay. She can go with you, but let her stay here about 10 days. One writer said this about that statement. If the world does not succeed in persuading the believer to abide in the world, it would seek to delay his exit. When you decide to go with the Lord, the world will say, don't rush. Abide a few days with us, at least 10 days or so, as a picture here. But look in verse number 58 through 61. They asked her, do you want to go? Verse number 58, I will go. And she didn't wait 10 days. Lay loaded up and went home immediately to Isaac. Verse 58 through 61, she says, I will go. Remarkable faith. Now get this, with a man she just, to go with somebody she just met. Eleazar, the steward, just met the guy. And then to marry a man she never met. I'll marry him. It ain't like she didn't have a bunch of suitors too, because she was a very beautiful woman. But she knew about God's will. She trusted God and the story of Eleazar and all these things. She just knew this was God's will for her life. Listen, I got to close. You may not understand everything God is doing in your life, but you just need to trust him. You don't need to know every why and where and therefore. If you do, it's not faith. And she said, I will go with somebody she had just met. She said, I'll marry him. And she never even seen him. And then verse number 62 through 67. And wow, I got to quit. God had brought them together. There's no doubt of it. This is a God. You heard God, it's a God thing. I know it's time to quit, but I want to finish this chapter. Ain't this good? And I haven't even got to the comparisons of Rebecca and Isaac and us and the Lord. I'll try to do that next week and try to finish it up. Let me read this to you, okay? Verses number, I'm in chapter 24. Okay, verse number 62, and we'll finish with this real quick. And Isaac came from the way of the well. Remember, they're going back. Eleazar and Rebecca, along with that entourage, because she actually brought some ladies with her. I won't get into that. I hope you go back and read this story, okay? Verse number 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. He's praying. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. I wanted to preach a message. I got reading this. That was going to be the title of my message. I'm going to put it together one day. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. He'd been praying, and he knew that out there was, for him, a woman. Man, boy, girl, the camels are coming. You let God choose your mate. Amen. We mess up when we try to, I'll leave that one alone. Folk, the camels are coming. That's, I'm going to put that one down. Okay, look at verse number 64. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. When she never knew who Isaac was, but I tell you, from the time Eleazar took her from her home to Isaac, I bet you she was full of questions. Tell me all about him. What's he like? What is he like? Who am I married? What is he like to eat? What's the color of his eyes? Can you just imagine? I believe that. They just didn't boom, 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 for days. Boom, boom, boom. Tell me all about him. Tell me all about him. When she saw him, she knew, she'd never seen him before, but she knew who he was. There's a great picture there. She lighted off the camel. Literally, the word lighted off means she jumped off, she fell off, and she threw herself prostrate. That's what that word really, really, really means. Fell prostrate. One day we're going to see the Lord. We've never seen him. Hope you get that picture. When we see him, we're going to light off our camel. And we're going to fall prostrate at his feet. Having seen yet loved. That's the picture we see here. I'll give you something funny here and I'll close. Doc Adams said, one of my great Bible teachers when I was growing up in Bible college, he said, this is the only example you see of a cigarette being mentioned in the Bible. You'll get that. He lighted off a camel. She lit it off a camel. All right. Verse number 65. Man, I got to quit. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it's my master. Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. It's going to be a great wedding one day. I wish I had time. Maybe next week we'll talk about this. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Verse number 67. And Isaac brought her, Rebekah, into his mother's, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. You're talking about a quick courtship. It wasn't even marriage, love at first sight. It was marriage at first sight. I won't recommend this for anybody today. She gets off the camel. I love you, I love you. And they go into the tent and they get married. She became his wife and he loved her. And Isaac was comforter after his mother's death. I tell you, folks, this is a tremendous chapter of picture. Not just of Isaac and Rebekah, a picture of God's love for us. And we'll see. I'll try to bring that out next Sunday. This beautiful, I don't want to just keep moving on. There's a beautiful picture here that we'll see next Sunday. Our Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your word, for encouragement, Lord, for your son. Our Father, one day we're going to see him. Lord, I just can't wait. Until then, our Father, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.